The whole thing in Siman Resh Pei Dalet, we did we're holding. I want to look at this Bir Halacha, which we didn't do yet. So the Rambam brought a halacha that two people should not say the Haftarah at the same time because Trei Kolu Lo Mishtemoi. So you have a rule in the Gemara that you can't hear two voices at the same time. So Zok the Bir Halacha Trei Kolu. It's on page 124. I'm Shabura Sif Katan Yud Aleph. That the person can say along quietly, that's not a problem. So the Sefer Shar Ephraim was written by the Matar Ephraim, Ephraim Agolius, the Vesa Ephraim, Yad Ephraim. So he also wrote the Sefer Shar Ephraim. Shar Ephraim is probably the go-to Sefer for Hilchus, Kriyas HaTorah, and Haftarah, etc. The Iker Psak is the person who is the Maftir, he's the only one who says the Haftarah. And that everybody else should say along quietly. So I mentioned this to you yesterday. They say it out loud together with the one who says haftarah. It's improper to do so, and it's appropriate to stop this minig. If you can't accomplish this, getting it that everybody's going to listen quietly, you need at least 10 people. He's making the brachas. You need at least 10 people hearing him, what he's saying. Some people take this improper minig a step further. They make it even worse. They extend. I'm saying haftarah. You're saying the brachas. No, that's your business. But I'm saying something haftarah. Well, that's wrong. They're not hearing the brachas of the mafter. They cause the other people can't hear it as well. They're quiet. They don't hear it because they're busy saying what they're saying. Immediately, if you're in this minute that the tzibur is doing that, they're saying along out loud, which is he holds is wrong to start with. But if you're doing that anyway, at least when the mafter starts saying the bracha, the person after the haftarah, when you realize he stopped, so the albishahu adayin loisiyam, even though he hasn't finished yet. Furthermore, and on the person who got the haftarah's part, he really should wait till the tzibur gets quiet before he starts saying the brachas afterwards. So there's such a minhag I've seen it in some shuls by the chassidim that everybody says along out loud together with the haftarah. So he's saying really that's not appropriate. The appropriate thing is to listen to the one who's saying it. But if at least this much, they should be hearing the brachas appropriately. One other point they wanted to point out on this, that the chlal, this din of Trei Kolu Mishtemoi applies to Kriyas HaTorah as well. So there's a halacha that the person who gets the aliyah is supposed to read along with the balkare, but he should read along quietly. Because he reads along out loud, he creates a problem. Trei Kolu Mishtemoi, the tzibur is not going to be yotzei here in Kriyas HaTorah because they can't hear the person who's leaning. So we mentioned this before already. Just mentioning it again. So it's very nice that you know the person's trying to say that really it's be loud if he himself could hear it, not really anybody else.
Sometimes if there's a false query, I'm tempted to just be quiet, let him light it.
That'll definitely help.
two people say Kaddish simultaneously, so two calls can't be heard, does that mean you're not answering Amen to either one? Or you're answering Amen to one?
So, if you look at the incrementing of saying Kaddish, it was one person at a time. It's a word like that in the Ramah, the Shach, and the Taz, because of this inyan. And that's why the Yekas, you know, to this day that they have this one person says the Kaddish, they don't have multiple saying Kaddish. I mentioned to you that the source for the idea of saying multiple saying together was a Kivager, that they had an epic of they had an epidemic of cholera. Many people died, and there's many people saying Kaddishim. So they were doing it one at a time. The person was getting a Kaddish once every 2 weeks. This is the opportunity to say Kaddish. So many people had died in the city. So he came up and he said, the Mor says, in case where it's Chaviv, you can hear two Kolos. So since the idea of saying Kaddish for a person lifter is a Chaviv, and not so much a Chaviv to the person who's listening, at least the one who's saying it, it's Chaviv. And that Chaviv also creates that you're able to hear it. That's the Kreger's Shuvah. There were 700 Kreger's Shuvah. It tells the meaning is only one person says at a time. And I know some people are not happy with it, obviously, because most people in the world do. 1 year in Purim, when that was a situation, somebody took that Kreger's Shuvah and made photocopies of it, about 1,000 of them. He plastered it all over the whole wall of the Beis Medrash. You walked in, there was a thousand. The whole wall was totally covered with copies of Kabbalah's Shuvah.
How often were people able to say Kaddish there?
It tells?
Yeah, they depended on
the
legal.
So here it goes. So if you're down for the Yom, you know, the person would get. Usually it's like he'd be down for the Yom, but they only said one Kaddish before. They didn't say Kaddish Rabbanan, they only said Kaddish by Ms. Mashir. So that was one Kaddish. Yeshiva always took a Kaddish for whoever Yeshiva was saying Kaddishim for people. And there was a Kaddish after Shashirim. There was two Kaddishim available by Chakras. And when Yeshiva took the Kaddish from Yom Kippur. Unless. So.
It didn't take all that many people.
It created a problem. Well, you down for the Yom. So in the case where on Shabbos Yom Tov, where the Oval couldn't down for the Yom, so the Kaddish was by Mincha Maariv was given to the Oval.
But you could argue that Rabbi Iger is who really should be applied to situations, you know, extreme situations.
Okay, Minhag Olam is okay.
Isn't that funny?
No, the Mor says, if Eir is not, the Mor says, Megillah is Chaviv and Kriyas HaTorah is not. The Mor says, if Eir is not, Kriyas HaTorah, you have a problem with Trei Kol Mishnah Moy. Okay.
So the Bir Halacha is optimal minute because the Mafkir says out loud and the Mishnah says quietly.
Right, the Mishnah Berurah said like that also. In the case.
You don't say, then what am I saying quietly?
So he said, he brought from the Gro, the Gro said, if you're lighting from a cloth, then everybody should just listen. Since you're lighting from a Chumash, so we have this like. Middle ground he's the one who's saying mitzvah the tzibur and but the maisa everybody else needs to read along because it's not a kriya mitecha ksav that he can be mitzvah to everybody else. So the kanas chazal was that he should say. I'll say Slas is Lashem Eferet Rasecha. Like we said before, at the beginning of the Siman, it's getting a set of Nabi for every Tzibur was very difficult. So they allowed him to do it even mitoich from a Chumash or from a printed Sefer. So therefore, Tekanas Chazal, but Tekanas Chazal was that he should say it with the Tzibur. So therefore, they have to be listening to him. So if they override him, that's no good. So you need they should be quiet. But the Maitzi, he can't be Maitzi them because he's not reading Mitech HaKsav. So you end up with this Pshara that he should say out loud so everybody should hear him because you have a Chiyav, he's Mimakam Tekhon Sozal, Mitzad that. Right. He has to say, he's saying Mitzad the Tzibur with the Brachas, etc. He needs to have people listening. But if he lands from a Klav, then you don't have to say a Vol. That's how the Gra is much for you. The mafter should not start saying the Torah until they finished Glilo. Yud Beis, and a mafter. Hano Shein Rishoy LaHaskol Ler Mafter. It's not just it shouldn't. I mean, he's not allowed to. He's not allowed to start the next step of the process until they finish the Gelilah. And the Mishnah Berurah said before, he can't even start Birchas Haftara until they finish Gelilah. Vatam. He needs to focus. The girl has to focus on what the mafter is saying. And shechayvi he'al kol adam lishmar parashas of Torah, k'may parashas shebe sefer Torah. So he's, you know, so somebody wants to ask me, so, you know, listen, there's 100 people in the room, only one person's got a problem, he's still busy. So, Tirchini Tzibura, so that's his problem, everyone else 99. So I said, it's very nice. So everybody has a key to make sure the Sefer Torah is rolled. He was nice enough to come along and do, and you say, tough luck on you. I said, you can't say that. He needs to be able to focus also.
He's not really being able to say with the degree we just said.
So, yeah, I mean, the tikkun was that they said from a klaf. So that was the tikkun was made that they have to wait.
We don't have
to. Right. Rashi shall master shesarach lahamten ash yugol v'sever terba mitzvachosel. That it means that it's not only that it's a roll, but it's also the mantle is put on, etc. The last part of putting on the crown, etc. That you would not have to wait for that. Now the Mishnah Berurah before the Mishnah Berurah over here points out the Mishnah Berurah before in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah in the Chelek Beis over there he's mashed, but it could be it's enough just to finish the rolling part, even though you haven't put on the mantle. But over here the Ma'aseh Paskins, you have to wait for the everything. So whatever you were using to read from should remain on the shulchan until after the bracha is finished. You can close it, etc. But the bracha, it should stay there during the bracha.
What
bracha? The bracha achrona. No, the bracha achrona of haftarah. We're talking about haftarah now. Mm-hmm.
Right. Sefer Torah should stay.
No, the sefer that you use for the haftarah. B'Shabbos HaParsha is Mechuboris Maftirin B'Haftarah Parsha Shniya. And when you have a double Parsha, the Haftarah is based on, because there's the Inyan of, like we mentioned before, that the Haftarah should be based on the last thing that the Inyan that you've finished off with. So the Parsha looked as was one Inyan, so it could be anywhere in the Parsha, it could be connected to that. But two Parshias, that's my Desolah Kinyon is the second Parsha. Hagav Ayin Lekamam and Simon Tov Chav Ches. That we'll see whether there are some exceptions to that. Mr. Berurah mentioned the obviously the well-known exception is Achrim Mers Kedoshim. That when Achrim Mers Kedoshim come together, Achrim Mers Kedoshim come together in a year which. So Achrim Mers Kedoshim will come together. Many times, one of them will end up being, you know, Machar Chodesh or Achrim Mers Kedoshim comes together. We lay in the Haftarah. We use the Haftarah from Achrim Mers, not the Haftarah from Kedoshim. Aleph. Even when they're separate, if Achrim Mers and Kedoshim come out, and Achrim Mers was, let's say, Erev Rosh Chodesh, so then you didn't lay in the Haftarah from Achrim Mers to Achrim Mers, you actually replaced the Haftarah of Kedoshim with Achrim Mers. The Haftarah of Kedoshim is extremely strong statement by Yechezkel Novi to castigate Klal Yisrael, to the extent that we try and avoid that Haftarah as much as possible. Okay. Nogal lahaskar achar kriyas haTorah nishmas ha'maasim levorach oitzkin b'tzorchei tzibur kol malkum l'fi minhag. So the minhag is to say their haskaras neshamas and also give a bracha to the oitzkin b'tzorchei tzibur. Interesting thing. In Tells, they say the Kamol is Beishakras. I never knew you say Kamol is Bemincha. Wait till Mincha until I came here. In Tells, they do Beishakras because that's the minig. The minig was to be Masker and the Shama is Beishakras after Kriyas Torah. Okay, I don't know. So we have these other tefillas which we added in. There is an issur of saying tchinas and Shabbos, of, you know, saying bakasha is not relevant to learning, etc. But the overall bakasha that the tiber and the leaders of the tiber should be healthy. Apparently, that's important enough that we'll say it. So we don't say avarachamim on the days you wouldn't say tzikos chatzedek. You wouldn't say it. The Iker time to say Abarachim was Niskan during the time of the Crusades, or because of the Crusades, and the main period of the tragedy was during the Sira. So it's not because of the Sira of Tamina Rebbe Kiva. But that's when the massacres that the Crusaders did against the Jews, the majority of them were during the Sefirah period. So therefore, even when it's Mevorachim Chodesh during the Sefirah, since that's the Iker Zman, so the Mevorachim Chodesh does not override Avarachamim. Actually, there's a minute by the Yekas, they only say Avarachamim in those 6 weeks. They don't say it the rest of the year, because that was the Iker minute, was to say it during that Tzkufa. Well, the Shemurah will talk about it, but really, that's the point I'm saying. This is not totally in Sira B'chlal. It was because of the Crusades.
And that applies to the whole. That's not, right.
Right. The only question was in Chodesh Nisan, which is in general a Chodesh, which we look at a Chodesh of Simcha, you know, say Tachron the whole month. So that's the question. Shabbos Mevorachim Iyur, what do you do with that, and the Ma'aseh Nikra, you say it even then. Mishabura, Yud Gimel, Shnia, Shabbos Mesayim Mesa Kriya, the second parsh is where you finish the Kriya, so that's what the Haftarah that you use from the second Kriya. Alakim Mesim Tav Chal Ches, the Haftarah Zachar Mesh Kedoshim, Shem Yehu Boris, yesterday, after all the other lachas over there as well. After Kriya Zatara, we were Masker Neshamas, Afuke Akar Ashrei, Lo Yomer Shum Dabra. So the point we're saying over here is that it should be done after Kriya Zatara, before Ashrei. The Kaddish Amram Lefnei Omud, Kadim Tils Musav, to cut him tefillah shmon esrei of Musaf, who koy al ashrei shomer betchila. Okay, in the hafsi b'neim. So ashrei should be connected to the kaddish. Let's over here. What's over here on the yeshiva on Rosh Hashanah? Where they make a break before they make a break. They put the sefer Torah back because you don't have a min. The law is if you don't have a min. Even places which you make a break and people go up before Tekiah Shofar, which that's a discussion of itself, why that's okay. But assuming that's okay, so if you're not going to leave a tiber of 10 people in the room, you shouldn't leave the Sefer Torah by itself. So therefore, they put the Sefer Torah back before Tekiah Shofar, but they don't say Ashrei. So afterwards, because Ashrei is connected to before Musaf, so they would just after Haftarah they would say your Hallelujah, put the Sefer Torah back, then go out to Shofar Ashrei and then Musaf. I never understood the Hina Nihoni, why that's okay, but you know, especially when it's done with the whole the Rishis. The halu shomer main hefsek. The fact you say halu in between after Ashrei, that's not a hefsek. That's, you know, fine. Masha mishtaber minik shikesh chayla. Brachas of the Chaz and Sefer Torah B'yod L'Achar Ashrei V'Armer Misha Beirach U'mavsik Har B'Bein Ashrei L'Kadosh L'Fnei Omer Shaloi Kedinhu. This long hefsek in between, he says that's not appropriate.
Did he mention making Misha Beirach B'Cholim?
He didn't mention it earlier, no. So now, there is a Misha Berach in the Siddur, which is for Bahab, the Mavorach and Bahab. So there's a question that also be considered a Hapsik. So now the Misha Berach doesn't hear that he's Mafsik Harbe Ben Ashri Lakadish Shalakadinhu. It sounds like a short interruption would not bother us. So the point was that the Chazan was Marich. So it sounds like just saying it perfunctorily, that's not an issue. But Elchanami, there were people which Elchanami that say you should say it before Ashrei. I've never seen it, but the Mai said there is such a sheet that you're supposed to do like that. And he said you don't say, you're not masking a shamus.
What before Ashrei?
The Mavorchim of Bahab. That you say the week before you the after Pesach and after Sukkot that they
no.
So that
people will be fasting and
right. So that bracha should be said before. So some argue should be said before Ashrei.
When does it typically get
after Ashrei, but before your Hallelu? Oh. That's where it's printed in this in Siddurim. You don't say tzikoscha, you don't say haskar shamas. You would say even though you don't say tzikoscha tzedek
either on Shabbos or on Sunday.
I'm sorry.
Either on Shabbos or on Sunday, the day after Shabbos.
No, the chiddush over here is that you say Abarachimim. If Tisha B'Av is Chal Motzi Shabbos, it doesn't affect the Abarachimim anyway. Chiddush over here, even though Tisha B'Av is Chal on Shabbos, and that affects that you don't say Tzikos Chatzedek, but you still say Abarachimim. Kehot El Yerabba B'Sim and Tavkuf Nazayim. Pim Gadam B'Sim and Kavzim Nazayim. Kosher the Gam came Meskir B'Av Neshomis. So even though we say Shabbos Avorchim during the Sira, we say Avorachim Shabbos Avorchim off, you don't say Avorachim, and that's the Iker Minig. There is a Minig that you do say it, some people do say it, but the Maisa the Iker Minig Mishabur Paskins is that you don't say it. Then we said you don't say it when you're Mavarchim Chadish, Vehemus Kirman Hashem, you don't say Abarachim or Haskaris Kamale. If you're Malkam Shemim Abarachim, Kamim Asira, even during Sira, when you do say it, Shabbos of Orchim, Felachi Amos Kirman by Neshamas, the Rachim Mishinifta by Sashua. So our meaning is that we don't say Haskaris Neshamas, even though we do say Abarachim, we don't say Haskaris Neshamas.
Any Shabbos?
You don't say the Haskaras Neshamos, Kilmoli Rachmi,
in the morning.
The Ikerman is to say it in the morning, not by Mincha.
When don't you say it?
Saying Shabbos Mavorachim. Even though Shabbos Mavorachim in Svira, you do say Abarachim, but you don't say Haskaras Neshamos. Yeah, except for b'mei Svira, so Shabbos Avorchim you don't say. Except for during Svira, you do say. Mishum Shahayu Hazgeres Doresis Man. That was when the tzoras happens. Therefore, Filachal Mila b'Shabbos Sahem. Even if there's a Mila, also the Igatar to the Busa. So it's Shabbos Avorchim, and there's a Bris Mila. Filachi Armim, you say it. We say it in Nissan with being Mavarach Chodesh Iyir. This way, I'm in charge of the Tibusa, and so you say it. But what then? Yesh Mila ben Nissan. Nikat Loss of the Tibusa. So it's in Nissan. There's a Bris Mila in Shabbos of Vorkim Iyir. You still say it. Can't get over Masoy. They're feeling being charged of the Tibusa. Mitloss of the Tibusa. problem because Shachal Rosh Chodesh ear bishabis and Amar Mitzvah. That you don't say Shachol and Shein Amitzkim and Shamas. Came Shachal Chodesh Nissan. Avyam Shalachar Pesach with Hub Techasira. Kamei Amitzkim and Shamas. Abba Avrachim Amar Kiman Shehub may have Sir. So you say Avrachim, but you don't. You're not masking a Shamas in Nissan. Okay.
They would say it would be masker and shamas even for, well, I guess it depends on the situation. For people whose fiance was beyond the coming week. I guess that depends on.
Yeah.
You say this now in Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, then Shabbat, you said that.
But no maskers and shamas. Right, no scars and shamas. Yeah. Simon Reish Pehe, Likra HaParsha Shtayim Mikrevechel Targum, what we call being Marvah Zedra. Alvi Sha'olam Shemeh Kol HaTorah Kula Kol HaShabbos B'tzibur. A person hears all of the Torah through listening to the laning. Chayav Likras La'atzim B'chol Shua, he has a chiyuv to read it to himself besides. Parsha Oseh Shua, he has to read it to himself besides. And Shtayim Mikrevechel Targum, he has to read it the Pasuk twice and the Targum once. I feel Ataros v'divon, even words like Ataros v'divon, which are, they are the same word is used in the Mikra and in the Targum, so you should argue, I'm not going to read the Targum because it's not really adding anything, it's the same words. Even so, you read it in the Targum as well, so you end up reading it three times. Okay. Likras la'atzim v'chol shua, zatim shabura alef, hanu shal yakdim likras kadam v'chol shua, said hasi dafka that week, you can't do it earlier. You can't do it later either. The Imatzibur. You have a chiyuv to complete it with the tzibur. The person who does do so gets a riches yamin. Riches yamin and shanim. So what's the riches yamin and riches shanim? Riches shanim is long life. Because yom, your days, you're able to accomplish a lot in your daytime, in your days. So you should read a shnei mikra. Abul Yichra echad mikra bechad targum mikham lishmar miashliach tzibur. So our leader is based upon mikra chutz masha shomam lishliach tzibur. So the ikra p'sak Mr. Brewer Paskins is you have to read it yourself. You can't be yotze with what you're hearing from the chazan. So I said I'll read it once. I'll say the targum once, and I'll hear it from the balkari once. No. That doesn't work. Imloi shakara oz gam kem befi, unless he reads along. So then he read it twice. I'm walking around with some cotton ches, shakazam shem lechem chamurais. The Bidiyavid, Yerzeb Hamachas, Bamash, Hashem, and Meshach Tzibur, Vyeshar Chodim, the Shamachir, Mephil Bidiyavid. So the Magabram brings that the Lechem Chamura says, you are Yerzeb Bidiyavid by hearing it from the Chazan. And some say, no, even Bidiyavid, you're not Yerzeb. By hearing from the chazan, you could read along, but you can't be here to just by hearing it.
If you read the Parsha in Hebrew once and the Targum once,
and then you listen to the correct.
Which you do anyhow.
Vina kriya yesh deyas b'zeh ben achrenim. So how do you do it? So yesh arim shiikra kol pasuk based from him v'targum alav. So the way you're supposed to do it is each pasuk you read twice, and then you say the Targum. So Pasuk Aleph, once, twice, Targum. Pasuk Beis, once, twice, Targum. V'yashar Mashikra kol parasha based pomim, v'achakach Targum. Some say, you read each parasha. What is a parasha? Hayin Mashikra kol parasha psucha istuma based pomim, v'achakach Targum. So you would read the units which we have, our Masara, that the Torah is divided into different sections based on a Parsha Psucha or Stuma. So you'd read that once, twice, and then the Targum. Magen Avraham, the Shari Tshuva, Mitzadim, Kedei Rishayna, the Magen Avraham, the Shari Tshuva, assume like the first opinion, that you do one each Pasuk at a time. Say for Maaseh Rav, Issa, Maaseh Rav, which quotes from the Gra, Shagra Nog, Lermer HaTargum, Acher, Kol HaParsha Psucha Stuma. He would read a whole section, Psucha Restuma, and then once, twice, and then the Targum. Oh, Acher Malkam Shinira Yoser Hefzik Inyan. So, or alternatively, he didn't have to have a Parsha Psucha Restuma. It's a point where the ideas have changed. It's a new thought. So that's the end of this thought. You read it once, you read it twice, and then you read the Targum. The Ovid, Mar, Kamar Ovid, the Ovid, Kamar Ovid. Whatever you do, you're doing appropriately. So he brings over here that there is a mila that a person should be marbe sedra from a sefer Torah. And the Mishnah Berurah does not make any comment on it. He seems to accept that you know, he's quoting it. It seems to be. I always assume the Mishnah Berurah brings. I never said anybody had any questions on it. I found recently, I don't remember where I saw it, that nowadays, since we only use Sefer Torah for Kriya B'Tzibur, so then you shouldn't do it like this. This was, you know, once upon a time, Sefer Torah is a Sefer Limud. I mean, he's saying, you know, use it as a Sefer Limud. It's not a denigration to the Torah. It's a cover to the Torah. You're using it, you're reading it, you're learning it. So the person would take the Sefer Torah out. The Rizal would take the Sefer Torah out, Erev Shabbos, and he would remember Sedra from the Sefer Torah. But nowadays became only the custom was only to use it for Kriya B'Tzibur, so then it's not considered a kavod to take it out. This is a person argued, I don't know whether it's McCarford or not is, but fine.
What do we say about like Rashi versus Targum?
We'll get to Rashi. With Divine. So you say a Torah Sedivoin, so you're saying even a Torah Sedivoin, you should, so what are you telling me? There's no targum on Taurus of Divan. So you read a Taurus, three times. So what's the purpose of the targum? You have psukim, which are just names, right? So you read the this week's parsha, right? The beginning of the parsha. So you have Reuben Shimon, right? You know. So you read it once in the parsha, the pasuk, second time in the pasuk, and the third time in the targum. It's the same thing. That the Kiddush over here is, even though we normally use Targum Onkelos and not the Targum Yenison or the Yerushalmi, other Targumim, but since on these Sukkim of Taurus of Divine, in the Targum Yerushalmi, it doesn't say the word of Taurus, it uses a Taurus meaning a Mokum and explains the Mokum. So there you're Mechuyim to switch to the Targum Yerushalmi and read based on Targum Yerushalmi. Reuben Shimon doesn't have that, right? He's just saying in any scenario where the Targum does not have anything and the Targum Yerushalmi does, so according to that you would do that. Okay, Bays. You would read the Yerushalmi, according to this, that opinion, you read the Yerushalmi.
The Yerushalmi instead of Onkelos? Anybody else?
Correct. Can you, in general? No.
The rest of the Pasuk agree with the Targum
Onkelos. Yeah. In Loma, the Haparsha of Epirus Rashi, Choshekum Targum. So the Machaber says, if you do Rashi instead, that can replace the Targum. But the Yerei Shemayim, Yikra Targum Gam Pirush Rashi. The Yerei Shemayim will read both, right? Not replace it, but add it. So let's just do one Mishnah Berurah over here. So Katan Dalad Pirush Rashi Shuhu Mafarish is a Mikra Kamo Shuhu Mafarish a Targum. The Rashi explains. And something even more than the Targum. So let me just read it in English. English doesn't really give you the whole idea. The point of the Targum was it would give you the idea of what it means. Translating the words is not necessarily what the idea of. Rashi gives you the idea. But if you do it just in English, Targum, you cannot replace Targum with a foreign language. Targum adds, explains, etc., things which just translating would not necessarily accomplish that. So you can't use Now, if you would have a translation which would incorporate all of Rashi into your translation, so then theoretically you're it's like learning Rashi.
But Rashi isn't the running commentary.
Well, so we're going to see that any pasuk there's no Rashi, you have to read Targum. That's the next Mishavur.
Right.